Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Once again, I remain Farley Malaris. Today's topic is called Fulfilling Your Life's Mission, or trying to figure out what you're supposed to do before your life is over. And this show is dedicated to three wonderful people, and isn't it funny how it always happens in threes, or seems like it does, who have recently passed, I believe in the last 24 hours, the famed cartoonist Mel Blanc, who is personally my hero. You know I do a lot of his voices on the air here, Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck. I don't know if he did that, but I do a lot of voices myself. He passed into the light, and also one of my favorite actors and one of the all-time greatest actors who'd ever lived, Laurence Olivier, died. And then also the revolutionary program director from K-Rock, another station that I represent, succumbed to pneumonia yesterday. Rick Carroll also passed away. So, yeah, it's been a pretty hefty week for us, but at least these people, some very evolved souls, are passing into the light. Rick Carroll, of course, responsible for the format that changed radio history in Southern California, made K-Rock the number one station for so many years. So I will miss all those guys, and this show is a tribute and a dedication to their life's work and their creativity. Three very creative souls. And funny how they always die usually around that same time there. So how you doing, Southern California, huh? Feeling pretty good? Nice day today? Aren't you glad you live in Southern California? Take a deep breath, take some smog into your lungs. You know, no, it's okay. We'll be all right. No problem. Let's talk about fulfilling your life's mission. You know, many of us, especially a lot of folks that are turning 30, that have Saturn in Capricorn and Saturn in Aquarius in their natal charts, and I'm speaking of those people that were born, say, in 57, 58, 59, 1960, 61, 62, and part of 63 there, those of you that are having your Saturn returns, okay, are now facing up, you're being confronted with what you were supposed to do in your life. Why is that? I'll tell you why. Because the two vibrations of Capricorn and Aquarius, Capricorn rules success and ambition, okay, and career, and Aquarius rules goals and humanity and accomplishment. So the major karma in life for all these folks that are like from age 25 to 30 right now, and 31 even, all the karma of these people has so much to do with the answering the big question mark, what am I supposed to do in my life? What is my life goal? What is my mission? What is my purpose? You know, isn't it funny that along the lines of anyone that either has Saturn in Aquarius or Saturn in Capricorn or Saturn in the 10th or 11th house, okay, I have Saturn in the 11th house, so I totally relate to being totally in the fog as far as what my life's mission was for so many years, because my major karma was Saturn in the house of goals. What am I supposed to do? So I'm very, very concerned also with any of you that have afflicted Saturn or Uranus in your chart, because whether you have Saturn in Capricorn or Aquarius or in the 10th or 11th house really makes no difference. Saturn is the lord of Capricorn, which is the power planet behind career, and Uranus is the lord of Aquarius, which is the power planet behind goals. Okay? So what we're dealing with here, what we're talking about here, is if you have any of these energies in your chart, also including afflicted planets meaning squares and oppositions on any planets in the 10th or 11th house, on any Saturn or any Uranus, because Uranus being the lord of goals and accomplishment, if you have a square or an opposition on your Uranus, you better believe it that sudden, unexpected things will occur, definitely occur in your life that could drastically change the course of your life, okay? So a lot of people are walking around in a fog and they don't know what they're doing or what they're supposed to do. And on top of all of that, we are all constantly confronted with this awesome propaganda and awesome conditioning from people and energies and schools and relatives around us that are also trying to lead us or guide us into areas we don't want to be. Now, if you saw the class movie that's out right now with Robin Williams called Dead Poets Society, you'll be aware that the movie is basically about a father who is so intent on his son not being an actor, but he wants his son to be what he wants him to be, that there's actually a dangerous vibration that exists because of that forced will that the father's trying to have on the son. Well, you know, besides whatever we have in our astrology charts, right, besides whether you have the 10th or 11th house stuff, Capricorn, Aquarius, afflicted Saturn and Uranus, or afflicted 10th or 11th house planets, on top of that, if you're raised in an environment where people around you are trying to shape you or get you to be what they want you to be, or, you know, frankly, even counselors in school and teachers wherever you go are trying to tell you what you're supposed to do in your life, it becomes darned difficult to figure out what your life purpose is. And then we are conditioned by these absurd soap operas, right? Like Dallas and like Dynasty and such. I mean, some people like that stuff, but it leads us to believe that there's a dream that we could become rich or famous or powerful or land barons or whatever, and it's only reserved for the few. They had an article in the Herald Examiner yesterday about 10 of the world's billionaires that live on this planet. I thought to myself, there's 10 people in the world that control about $30 billion of the money. I thought, what is wrong with this picture here that only, you know, that they have 10 people, mostly Japanese and Canadian, right, that have control of such large funds of money. Jerry Buss and Ted Turner and Donald Trump were not even included. I didn't even see one woman's name on that list, come to think of it, which is really kind of sad. We need a couple of female billionaires around here. But, you know, the point is that it really is difficult for us to get to a situation in our lives where we think we can have something superstarish happen in our lives. You know, a lot of people walk around in a dream. You know, besides the Saturn and Uranus effect and the Capricorn and Aquarius effect, there's also the Pisces factor that exists. You know, where's your Neptune? Do you have Pisces in your chart? Do you have Neptune conjunctions in your chart like I do? And the other thing is, you know, like Saturn problems, you have no idea what career is best suited for you, or Capricorn problem. Aquarius or Uranus problems, you have no idea what kind of goals are suited for you. Then Piscean problems factor would be that you live in a dream and you're not being realistic. You're being totally idealistic. See, there's so many people out there that are spinning their wheels, right? There are like millions of actors and actresses out there that think they're supposed to be actors and actresses. Maybe half of them are supposed to be involved in the technical aspects of show business. Writing, producing, set direction, production work, all kinds of editing situations, but they think they're supposed to be in front of the camera. And as you know, very few people are chosen to be in front of the camera, but because a lot of us are stricken with these problems of fulfilling our life mission, we don't know what it is. You know, well, you know, as far as I can see, it's very simple. It's very basic. And what we do is we make it complicated. We make it ridiculously absurd, in fact, as far as what your life mission is going to be one or the other. It's either your life mission is either going to be money and power on the one end, or it's going to be on the other hand, spirit and compassion. Okay? It's that simple. You know, you can, no matter what you do, no matter what you think in your life, if you want to be a star, or if you want to be a hero, or if you want to be an athlete, or if you want to be famous, or if you want to be rich, or if you want to have property, then your whole goal, your mission in life is money. Dinero, the big dollar signs, okay? That's all there is to it. And let's face it, of the way this planet is run, whether it's communism or whether it's capitalism, the money is only reserved for the few. Unfortunately, a small percentage of the people on this planet control the entire net worth of this planet. That's the way it is. And the rest of us have to scrape and scrape and suffer. And even if you pay your dues, then eventually you might be lucky and create a little nest egg. And by the time you're old enough to appreciate it, you're almost dead and it's over anyway, you know. So what's that all about? You know, like, if that's what your goal is, to be a star and rich and famous and a hero and have property and money, good luck. You know, some of you know you are meant and destined to be famous. Like, I always knew that I would have some kind of niche in society, and here I am on LA radio, so I have somewhat of a name in Southern California, so I have done something in my life. Although, when I was younger, I had delusions of grandeur, and I thought I would be a superstar and very famous. I'm still embracing what I have, and I'm accepting it with trying to do it with as much humility as possible. So, the reason why I've gotten what I've gotten is because I was able to let go of these delusions of grandeur with Saturn in the 11th house, let go of my need to be rich and have money, let go of my need to be a star, to be a hero, to be famous, to have property. And finally, the other goal, the true purpose of my life mission was finally established with the help of Dana Marshall, to be one of the spirit and of compassion. You know why? Because when I studied true wealth back in the 70s, I actually had to balance the differences between monetary wealth and spiritual wealth, okay? Because I have I have absolutely the entire vehicle as represented here in this topic today, the afflicted 10th house planets, the afflicted 11th house planets, afflicted Saturn. My Uranus is okay, but I have Neptune conjunction Mars, right? Isn't that funny? Seems like a lot of people I know that have Mars conjunct Neptune are so much like me. We're all a bunch of space cadets in a way, sort of outer space. But I have all the elements in my chart which put me into an unrealistic state. You know, I used to be a frustrated actor in Southern California. Look what happened. I ended up on the radio, being an astrologer, a metaphysician, a teacher. Well, it's far away from being in the movie, but at least I have my own show. I engineer it. I host it. I produce it. I direct it, and it's for a purpose. It does something. See, so when we take a look at our life's mission, and when we take a look at fulfilling our life's mission, it is not really difficult. You need to ask yourself, do you want the power or do you want the spirit? If you want the power, I'm sorry, I don't want to frighten you, but you're going to have to keep coming back to this lifetime over and over again until you learn to finally embrace the power, let it go, and then and only then will you be qualified to have the spirit, and the spirit is really the true rainbow at the end of the quest. You know, in other words, if you ever wondered how to escape the reincarnation cycle on Earth, the only true way to ever escape having to come back here and pay your dues over and over and over and over again for 50, 100, 1,000 past lives, right, is to let go of everything on this planet with its particular focus to the money and the power and the recognition. That's right. And when you finally recognize that and you embrace the spirit, then many of you, especially those of us that are alive now at this awesome opportunity, right in the periphery of the new age, of the golden age of consciousness that will last for at least 2,000 years, many of us were born to embrace spirit, to embrace compassion, and to share and teach these concepts to others. You know, so many of us walk around so frightened and so insecure and so scared that we don't have the money to pay the rent, that we don't have the money to clothe and feed our kids or our pets, or we don't have the money to buy the car or whatever. And you know what? That stuff will come to you. Once you embrace the spirit, you know, a lot of you that are involved in missions of enlightenment, you know, like I know one person in particular that I think of, my pal, Monica, my producer of the Astrology Hour. And she, you know, before I met her, she was so shy and she was so meek and she was so, I would say, extremely introvert. Here's a woman who's had 2 years under her belt as executive producer of the Astrology Hour. She's talked to thousands of people on the telephone and learned to do something that she was always frightened to do, right, was tackle the public. And she's also learned so much about astrology and psychic and spiritual awareness. Here she is going up to the University of San Francisco to become a psychologist. And you know what she's been doing? She's been dedicated to the new age and enlightening thousands of people for 2 years. You know, and I'm sure that she'll never forget that as long as she lives, that she did pay her dues and do something for this planet by helping people find the light and find energies metaphysically that can help them turn the corner and be happier and be healthier, you know, and be more secure with themselves, you know. And that's, I've seen it happen for so many people. I was a person that was on the periphery of owning a large import-export corporation that would have been handed down to me by my family, right? And I walked away from it. I said goodbye to it. You know why? Because there was so much pressure and there was so much responsibility and there was so much karma and anger and fear and love-hate vibration attached to that whole entity that I just, when I was in the middle of my metaphysical training and trying to balance the difference between spirit and power, I decided to let go of that power because I decided that I'd rather have the spirit. And even though I didn't have much money and I didn't have much courage and I was still unsure of my goals, the universe came through and the universe delivered. And people, whereas I was, as a frustrated actor, I was going on cattle calls and auditions and knocking on doors and being rejected left and right. After studying metaphysics and astrology and psychic and spiritual awareness and dedicating myself to some New Age enlightenment, my phone started ringing. And Kiss FM called for a radio spot, and KWK in St. Louis called, couple cable TV shows called, KIEV called, gave me my own radio show, K-Rock called, gave me a spot as their astrologer, finally K-Fox called. It's a lot better to have people call you and say they want you, they want to hire you, or they want you on their staff, than for you to go around with resumes or whatever and try to beg for a position of some kind of recognition. See, so the point of today's topic, and I was going to get into all different kinds of things, concerning like specifics. Because so many people want to know whether they're supposed to be a doctor or a lawyer or a butcher or a baker or a candlestick maker or a psychologist or a priest or a nurse or whatever. And I don't think it has anything to do with that. It's just a simple choice. You either go on a quest for power or you go on a quest for spirit. If you go on the quest for power, then you're just going to accumulate karma and have to keep coming back lifetime after lifetime to learn those lessons. It's true that you can have power, okay? If you want power, you can have power, but I believe that the only true power, the only pure power, the only innocent power that is not karmic is that which is granted to us by the God force in the universe as a benefit for the spiritual deeds that we have done, which has a lot to do with reaching out and touching people and helping them and sharing with them energy and love and light and forgiveness and issues of mercy and issues of process and issues of letting go and embracing whatever you have in your life and smiling and going with it and going for it without feeling disappointed or without feeling like your expectations have been shattered, and also being able to reduce those delusions of grandeur that a lot of us have, and just by being realistic and understanding that the mission that we all have, no matter who we are, is a mission of spirit. And that basically means that to get in touch with the godliness within and to also become a beacon of light to radiate this essence to others so that the whole world can make a turnaround one day, and one day we could all share in this bliss, this happiness, which if you want to define as power, then go for it, So I realize a lot of you that are going through this Saturn return, and a lot of you that are going through this decision of what you must do in your life, I know that you feel burdened for it. The only way that I could recommend as your teacher and as your student and as your earth guide to try to do something in your life where you will finally be happy and have fun is to do something philanthropical or do something compassionate, selfless for somebody else. I think one of the reasons why I'm on the radio and why I'm doing this barter with Southern California, where they send for our charts and we use that money to pay K-Fox for this production time and all of our production costs and bring you this show, is because from 1975 to 1982, when I did something like 5,000 readings for free, whatever I did, wherever I go, people say, Farley, isn't that funny? Now you charge $200 for a 50-minute consultation, which I don't do many of because I don't really have time to do them. That's why the price is the way where it is. But if you had known Farley when I wasn't probably as good as I am now, maybe, but from 1975 to 1982, I took my 100-year ephemeris with me wherever I went, and anywhere I met someone that was interested in knowing about their astrology chart, I gave them a reading for free. And I imagine after reaching out to all those thousands of people over the years that I did gain benefit from it, that it was a mission of spirit, it was a mission of kindness and selflessness, so the universe came back and returned to me a power and an energy that is incomparable to anything I could imagine had I had I become rich, had I become a millionaire, and had I become powerful. I was just sitting down with my mom and dad the other day and thanking my father. Even though my father might have been a busy man when I was a little kid, when I turned 20 and graduated college, he gave me his full attention. And he taught me how to be a marketing salesman, okay? And I sat down, looked at my dad, and said, you know what, Dad, I thank you, because even though you were very busy when I was growing up and you might not have been the type of father I would have wanted you to be 100%, when I was 20 on up, you've taught me everything I've needed to know to fulfill myself. I took that marketing and sales ability and turned it into something spiritual. You know, I turned it into something that I could offer to the public in a wonderful barter where people can enlighten themselves astrologically and metaphysically, where I can have a career, and where the whole network of people involved with me in the show can grow. You know, that's why I thank my dad for that. That's something that he gave to me that I wasn't really sure whether he knew what he was doing when he did that, because maybe he thought the knowledge he was teaching me was going to be used to sell his products and his company, which was true up to 1982. But then ever since then, and also before, I've been using that ability to create a situation where people can have enlightenment, where they can have spirit, where they can have more inner peace, more inner balance, and less stress and less karma in their lives because they understand the program, you know. So if you wonder what your mission is, take my advice and don't worry about the money and don't worry about the power or the stardom or the hero-heroine complex or the need to be famous or rich or prosperous or be a property owner or whatever. Embrace the spirit, embrace compassion, embrace mercy and forgiveness. And if you have any knowledge inside of your soul at all, learn to share it. Learn to give. There's so many of you out there that are qualified to be New Age teachers now. You have all this knowledge. Why do you have it? Do you have it just for your own selfish purposes? Do you know all about astrology and metaphysics and issues of karma and psychic and spiritual awareness just to improve your own damn life? Is that what you think that the whole purpose to this life is all about? To take metaphysics and use it as an edge to advance yourself in society? That's not what it's all about. That's a way to blow your karma. That's almost black magic. That's almost misuse of the metaphysical elements in this dimension when you use them for your own selfish purposes. To manipulate others, to create timing, to create prosperity. I'm not saying it's totally wrong, but I am saying that the purpose of spirit evolution and soul growth has so much to do with embracing the knowledge and reflecting it to others. Okay? And that is why, you know, you get this show on every day at 12 noon with a topic every day at 12 noon. And that way we can plant lots of seeds of light and love and energy, and a lot of people will finally start fulfilling their mission. We're talking about mass evolution on this planet, mass graduation, and an awesome interdimensional level shift of billions of people at once that could change the consciousness of the entire universe for the better. It's called good versus evil, and we're talking about good finally winning out and overcoming. It's a very, very heavy issue, and oftentimes when you sit down and think of your mission in life, it's that simple. It's a choice between power and spirit. And believe me, when you choose the spirit, if you choose correctly, the power, if you are worthy, will be delivered. And if you are not worthy, the power will not be delivered. If you choose power, it will be delivered, but it might be delivered in a perverse manner. So be ready. You know, there's a song I listen to by Milli Vanilli right now. It's called Baby, Baby, I have your number. And in it, you know, at the beginning of the song, it's so funny that a guy comes on with a low voice and he goes, "If you want to be rich, you got to be a bitch." You know, and I listen to that and I go, wow, you know, like some of the metaphysical messages that is in that album blew me away when I listened to that song over and over again. Baby. But anyway, if you've ever seen the video, it's awesome. But I met Milli Vanilli a few months ago in L.A. when they made a surprise public appearance at a Warehouse record store, and I saw myself, who are these guys? But anyway, they really are terrific, and it's so true. So many of us that go on the quest for money and power and avarice and greed and all that, you know, there's sometimes some victims in the wake. Some people get run over along those lines of a quest for power, and you take a look at these people that have billions and billions of dollars. You know who one of the guys was in that list of 10 billionaires? It was a man from Colombia who was a cocaine cocaine czar. That's right. One of the world's top 10 rich men is a cocaine czar. He's got like $3 billion. You imagine how many people have died in order for this guy to be rich. Heavy, huh? That's right. Well, okay, so fulfilling your life's mission, a simple decision between power and spirit. If you choose wrong, look out. You may be coming back over and over again, and because this is a very special shift in Earth history, rumor has it if you make the wrong choice, you can be, your soul can be propelled to even a lower vibration planet, lower than Earth, because Earth is being prepared to shift to a higher vibration, a higher realm, and I'm hoping to be here when that happens, when that shift occurs, the Aquarian shift. All right. Isn't that hot? Isn't that a good topic? Yeah, well, I was sitting there before the show, as usual, with my good friend Terry and my good friend Jackie, the two secretaries here at KFOX, going, I have no idea what the topic is today. Would somebody please help me? I have no idea. And with seconds to spare, bingo, fulfilling your life's mission came right in. And once again, we give you another instant topic on KFOX, and it comes out pretty cool sometimes, I'll tell you. Astrology is wonderful because astrology is something that your higher self already knows. So by studying this, you actually are forming a better relationship with your higher self because you're getting involved with energy that exists in a higher realm. We call that knowledge and wisdom and power, okay? So when you study astrology, windows of your mind and your consciousness are opened and you are elevated into a state of evolution that is unbelievable. So astrology is a definite catalyst to help you recognize this spirit growth, okay?